Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, it's been 20 years for the Mattson family at Trinity Equestrian Center on Eau Claire's South Side. And coming up this weekend, they're going to celebrate with a family fun fest on Saturday. Friends, food, and fun. Lots going on from noon to 4, Saturday, September 10th. And then Sunday, it's the Horsepower for Trinity motorcycle run and classic car cruise. Lots more. We'll talk about it as we celebrate the work that has happened, is happening, and looking ahead to the future at Trinity Equestrian Center in Eau Claire with Tony Mattson on WWIB and WOGO. Chippewa Valley This Week is a public affairs program of both stations. And we say welcome to Tony Mattson. Can you believe 20 years?
You know what, Mark? I really can't. It just is, it's kind of surreal.
Talk about maybe just your background and, you know, in terms of horses and veterans, I guess, is certainly a big combination, though not exclusively, but what's preceded all of this?
Yeah, yeah. You know, Jan and I and even Bill have been horse lovers pretty much all our life. As little bitty kids, 5 and 7 years old, Bill was just a young kiddo. And we all had a passion for horses. And you know, it's easy to look back now after 20 years of being at Trinity, but yet 40 plus years of just living that, you know, that love for horses. You know, God really knew what he was doing when he planted that passion seed in all of us. But, so I mean, horses have always been a big deal for us.
And just to clarify, Bill, Bill's your husband, Jan is your sister, so, yeah.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You know, and the veteran thing, man, that was also an act of God, I'm sure. But my dad was a 20-year Army veteran, served all over the world, and came back with just a raging case of PTSD and survivor's guilt. And, of course, back then, you know, that wasn't diagnosed. It wasn't really talked about. And so our family, we had no idea. I was just a young kiddo when he came back, and I'm the youngest of six, and I didn't really get a whole lot of dad time. So when I couldn't sleep, I'd sneak downstairs and I would try to steal a little bit of time with him. And he was always doing the same thing, Mark. I mean, it was like clockwork. He'd be sitting there, and I know I told you this story, and it just makes me smile. But I mean, he would always be sitting on his stool in the kitchen watching Johnny Carson sipping on his homemade wine and eating popcorn. I mm-hmm. knew it.
Yeah.
And just that was it. You
sure.
know? So I knew where he'd be if I felt like coming down, which I did frequently. And one night, for some crazy reason, I came up behind him. I didn't realize, of course, that this was something that would trigger him. I didn't even know he had PTSD. I didn't even know what that was. But it surely did, and I scared him to death. And he popped off his stool and grabbed me by the throat and threw me to the ground, and he just held me there and was just this wide-eyed, wild person that wasn't my father.
Mm.
And it took him, I remember feeling like it took forever, but I'm sure it was only several moments until he sort of snapped out of it and realized what he was doing. And he jerked me up off the floor. And I thought, of course, he would apologize and say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I scared you. Did I hurt you? And he didn't do any of that. He just started hollering at me and saying, don't ever come up behind me again. I could have killed you. You know, don't ever, ever do this again. And me and my little 9-year-old brain just thought, okay, I'm never coming down here again
yeah.
at night.
Wow.
I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it changed things. It really did. But my dad and I still enjoyed a really, really great relationship. But, you know, until many, many years later, I didn't realize the impact of that night.
Hmm.
And it really, I think, solidified what our destiny was, that we were called by God. That event was monumental, and it was by his orchestration, I think, to really have a huge impact on us, that, you know what, veterans with PTSD, survivor's guilt, and all of the service injuries that our guys and gals come home with, they need help. And I needed to live that, I think, to really realize what impact it has on the kids and the families. And so here we are, Mark, 20 years later. And
it is so striking. It is so striking that, you know, that when you were nine, but certainly when you guys acquired Trinity Equestrian Center, quite a story that goes with that. I mean, but you didn't necessarily have equine therapy on your mind. That wasn't part of the original plan in your mind.
No, it wasn't actually at all. You know, shortly after we bought the ranch, less than a year actually, we had the barn fire. And that was just life-changing.
What year was that?
2003.
Okay.
We bought the ranch in February of 2002, and I guess it was a little over a year. September 21st of 2003, we had that huge barn fire. And in the midst of everything, I mean, that was just
How much did you lose?
We lost about a third of the entire facility. We had 27 stalls at that time, and then we lost 10 of those. And so we had 17 stalls left, and it crept into the arena and took part of that down. Thank God we didn't lose any horses. Taylor and I were evacuating horses at the front of the barn, and our staff didn't realize that the barn was on fire, and they were bringing horses in from the other end. And of course, the fire is raging. It's very, very loud. And Taylor was like, you know, 12 years old. And he and I are in there trying to get the horses out. Bill's on the other end trying to free our show horse. Ian's running up and down outside the stalls, breaking windows so that the smoke could get out so Taylor and I could breathe. And Jan's, you know, just in a frenzy. And oh my gosh, it was craziness. And in the midst of all of that, of course, Bill had his second full-blown heart attack.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was just like Satan was after us. He was coming at us from every angle, and it was just a remarkable, crazy frenzy day. Bill ended up having a triple bypass 3 days later, and you know, it was crazy. It was that event that really opened our eyes and had us move towards doing more of a ministry. I mean, we started, you know, we bought Trinity. We were looking for a place much smaller, way smaller than Trinity, because we just wanted to do some of our kids' camps and, you know, doing some ministry work with inner city kiddos. And he just kept putting Pinewood Stables in front of us. I mean, quite literally, the spec sheet on Bill's desk over and over 3 times. And finally, we thought, okay, maybe we need to be paying attention to this. And I made a wild and crazy call to my sister and my mom and said, hey, what if? What if you sold your homes? And what if we sold our home on South Side of Eau Claire? And we all put it together and bought this place and started doing some work with kids.
That is amazing. How did you end up talking to Tony Mattson from Trinity Equestrian Center, having their big 20-year celebration coming up this weekend, September 10th, the Family Fun Fest, the Horsepower for Trinity, the Motorcycle Run and Classic Car Cruise on Sunday. We want to leave some time at the end to get into the specifics of that. But tell me about, how did you get into equine therapy? I understand 750 veterans and their families have received over 7,000 free therapy sessions since 2009. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. You know, I knew that horses had a whole bunch more to offer us than just a great ride. So I started doing some research and found that, lo and behold, there were programs, and one was called Equine Assisted Psychotherapy. It was practiced all over the world and just affecting lots and lots of great outcomes. And so I went out to Oklahoma and I got certified and came back and chose a team to start, and that promptly dissolved. I never asked God. I just said, okay, these are the people that I think I should work with, and invited them. And you know, God said, nope, not those. And one weekend day, we were out standing by the round pen, watching a horse being worked in the round pen, and a car drove up And a woman stepped out, never met her before in my life, never communicated with her. She did call ahead. She walked up to me and she said, I'm looking for Tony. And I said, I'm Tony. And she said, I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be working with you with your equine therapy. I'm quite certain that God has sent me here and I should talk to you about this. And it was, I mean, it still gives me goosebumps. And Mark, 10 years later, she and I mean, we worked together from that day. We put our veteran program together, Sylvia and I, and we worked together for 10 years. Mm. And that was just, we stopped just before COVID hit. And that, you know, that changed a lot of things. But then shortly thereafter, Sylvia retired. We're still dear friends. In fact, she'll be at the event this weekend. Mm-hmm. And, but I'm telling you, man, when God wants something to happen, he wants it the way he wants it, mm-hmm. the way he envisions it, not the way we do. I mean, I admit wholeheartedly, I thought so small, and he said, no, Four Horses is not good enough. That place that you're dreaming of, that's not what I have in mind for you. Mm-hmm. I know what I need and what I want from you and your family and your staff and your people. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't anything what I had in mind, but 20 years later, man,
yeah,
we get to do what we get to do. And that's, you know, some people go to work and they say they have to do this or they have to, you know, go to work. I mean, our people are handpicked by God and we are blessed. We know we are honored to do the work that we do. We get to do it.
One last thing I want to mention, and then we got to highlight Saturday and Sunday because that's the point of this. But I mean, the tragedy continues. Veteran suicide rate at 22 deaths per day. That's awful. The homeless vet situation. And so you've continued to provide this free equine therapy, not only there at Trinity, but some of the more meaningful work that you've done in that regard has been at the Stanley prison. And in fact, you're going to do one last session, you hope, this fall. In terms of staff shortages, you're not going to be able to keep doing that, but that's been very meaningful to you.
Yeah, it really has. And it saddens us to be able to at least draw to a close for now.
Mm-hmm.
But that is by far, Mark. That has been the best work we have ever done with a group of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, you know, these are guys that certainly have done things wrong, absolutely. And yet they are some of the most receptive, respectful individuals we've worked with. And what God has allowed us to do in there, bringing in the movie series, The Chosen, I mean, it's unheard of what mm-hmm. we've been able to do in there. And it's only God.
Yeah.
He's the one who's paved the way. But I'm telling you, some of the things that we have seen and these guys have accomplished and have moved forward on in their faith and the choices they've made, it's awestruck. I mean, we're so humbled and so honored to do it. And I don't know, I'm just praying that, you know, if God wants us to continue, he certainly will make a way to do it, but we're eager to keep going on that.
Mm. And it all leads to this weekend. And that's the point of this conversation at Chippewa Valley this week. Tony Mattson from Trinity Equestrian Center is a family fun fest on Saturday, Horsepower for Trinity on Sunday. Tell us about it.
You know, Saturday is going to be like our old fashioned family fun day. And that's with inflatables and carnival rides and hay rides and horse rides and painting a pony and all sorts of cool stuff. Just family, lots of fun, and it's all free. So we just want everybody to come on out. And Sunday, we're going to do a message, you and I, Mark. We're going to do a Sunday message so people will come out and have a little flavor of that. We're going to do our big chicken meal. And then we're going to have a classic car cruise and motorcycle run, which will go directly to High Ground. But before we leave for that, we are going to be doing a 9/11 tribute. And that I'm really excited for. We've never done this before, and it'll have a lot of different components to it. And I think it will really be moving. And I just invite everybody to come out and just be part of that. And I know God's going to bless it because it's just something that, you know, we really feel strongly about. I think our nation does, certainly our community does. And so we just want everyone to come out and just partake in that as well.
Absolutely. Again, that message and blessing starting at 10 in the morning, the chicken dinner lunch at from 11 to noon, program featuring Ella Mae Kay at noon, the road rules 12:45, yes. And then the kickstand up at 1 o'clock. And it's been a few years since we've had one of these horsepower
for
training. Yeah.
I know. Kind of feels like we're starting over. It really does.
But actually, on the 9/11 anniversary, 21st anniversary of that horrible tragedy that occurred September 11, 2001.
Yeah, it really is. And we did that on purpose, very mindfully, because we wanted to roll our gratitude in our celebration of our 20 years in this community, along with the tribute to the heroes and all of those that are still living the impact of that. We thought, you know what, we need to just marry this. We need to blend this together and just lift them up and lift all of it up and just have God bless the whole works. And so, yeah, we chose that on purpose.
So what do you think the future holds for Trinity? What's next?
You know, Mark, I think we're narrowing our focus. We're staying very, very close to what we believe God's really, really called us to do. In the last couple of years, we've pared down the services and the programs that we do. We are focusing solely on equine assisted therapies. We're going to be sticking with and growing our youth mentoring and development program. And we are going to be growing our team and leadership workshops. Those three things, we feel that we can have the biggest impact on our community. And our real desire is to be the pebble that is dropped in the pond and that creates those ripples and the ripples of changes. That's our deal, is we really fully believe that God has called us to help change lives. And it's on his behalf and in his word that we do it. And that's what our next 20 years are going to look like. And from there on.
Tony, fantastic. I can't wait. I'm not going to be able to be there Saturday. I got a 40th high school reunion in southeastern Wisconsin, but look forward to teaming with you on Sunday. Sunday morning, the message and the blessing. And there's quite a story to tell, and we'll look forward to telling it.
That sounds great, Mark. Thank you so much.
The amazing Tony Mattson, the owner, co-owner of Trinity Equestrian Center on the south side of Eau Claire, ahead of the big 20th anniversary celebration coming up this weekend. Don't miss it. Saturday, September 10th, the Family Fun Fest. Friends, food, and fun. It's all free. Inflatables, horse riding, pony painting, carnival games, cotton candy, face painting, cowpoke lunch, and more. Learn more at trinity-ec.com. That's trinity-ec.com. And then Sunday, 20 years of changing lives. Horsepower for Trinity, the motorcycle run, and classic car cruise. We started with the message and blessing at 10. I'm thrilled and privileged to be a part of that. And then the chicken dinner lunch from 11 to noon. The program featuring Ella Mae Kay at noon. Road rules for the riders. Then kickstand up at 1 o'clock. And the ride to High Ground Veterans Memorial Park in Neillsville. And back to Trinity. So what a day it's going to be. Pray for good weather, and we hope to see you at Trinity this weekend. Saturday and Sunday both would be great, at least one day, but try to make it two, and let's support the great work they're doing with equine therapy and mentoring of kids and more at Trinity Equestrian Center for 2 decades on the south side of Eau Claire. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.